You're listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners like you. Well, it is currently 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the Twins. 34 degrees, the sun has set. It's going to keep setting before 5 p.m. every day until about March. Looks like we're going to be a little warmer this weekend. 43 degrees on Saturday, 40 on Sunday. A little cooler on Thanksgiving Day, 26 degrees, and then it's going to drop really low into the single digits that night. So here we go. Get ready for it. All right. Coming up next is Good Medicine with your host, Roya in the Evening. Well, bonjour, Han and Cudahy, all my relatives out there across Turtle Island and Minnesota in particular. This is Good Medicine, and I am your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor. So a big hello to all of the natives out there, the real naturals, as we used to call them in the day. I am your Femme Gem, your Girl Friday, your Lady in Waiting, and just expressing, exuding some big auntie energy and maybe big grandma hugs here for you. You take your pick. All right. We're going to have a good time tonight. That was Spirogyra with Morning Dance. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes here. I was just, I was coming in today and I was thinking, it's been a tough week. It's been a hard week. We had Transgender Day of Remembrance earlier in the week. And there had been a focus for several days and some incidents that happened to me as well kind of set me back, and just trying to absorb that and make some sense of it. It's not always clear, and so I'm just feeling a little low wattage here, a little lick my wounds, and it's really tough. That's all I can say. So I thought, well, I'm going to, we talk about comfort food, and I thought, well, I'll just play some comfort music. I'll just continue the theme like I did last week. I was telling you that there was quite a bit of music that I listened to when I was growing up. And it was really, and I didn't realize it at the time, but because of the circumstances of historical trauma, family trauma, and all of that, that it was comforting to me. And it was, I guess, an escape. It was a way of coping with everything that a young Native person is facing. And there was a lot. And, I've described that, talked about it previously, and so I call it comfort music, or you can call it comfort food music. It's that stuff that is really tasty, and it's really filling and warming. Now, I guess nutritionists would say, well, it's not the best kind of food to be eating, but I guess. I haven't played a lot of it here. I've been trying to focus on the creative natives, young people who are doing so many wonderful things in the arts. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But that was Spirogyra and Morning Dance. Their leader, who actually established the band, that was back in the late 70s into the 80s, was Jay Beckstein. And he kind of came out of that part of the U.S., very similar to Chuck Mangione, so it was upstate New York. He was from, Beckstein was from Buffalo. And he said, he was trying to bring together several different genres, jazz, R&B, funk, and pop music. And he was in a class in college, and he'd heard about this green algae called Spirogyra, and he just always had that in his mind, and he thought he would, if he ever had a band, a popular band, that he would name it after that. They used to record on the MCA and the GRP label, then Windham Hill as well. And some of the members that have played with them over the years, Scott Ambush, Julio Fernandez, Lionel Cordu, and Chris Fisher. But in the past, they also had Joel Rosenblatt, and just a number of other wonderful artists, musicians there as well. So, let's go ahead and we'll get started. I'm going to play just some of these selections from Spirogyra's almost 40-year career here. So we'll go ahead and get started with it. This is something a little sensual, something a little... I don't know. I guess enticing. Havana Moonlight by Spyro Gyra. Thank you.
KFAI is proud to present Flowers Now, a celebration of Black elders of the arts community at the Cedar Cultural Center on Saturday, December 7th. Flowers Now is a performance and an awards ceremony honoring the contributions of a generation who helped build the Black arts movement and have left a distinct impact on the artistic culture of cities in the Upper Midwest. The event will honor Donald and Faye Washington, Jean Ann Durratis, Babatunde Lee, Douglas R. Ewart, Janice Lane Ewart, Setu Jones, Carolyn Holbrook, Takumba Aiken, and Louis Alamayu. Hosted by Tish Jones, featuring performances by drummer Kevin Washington, flutist Nicole Mitchell, and poet Louis Alamayu. Tickets for Flowers Now can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
Welcome back. How do you like that? So, all right, we're just going to keep playing some fun music here, getting a little reaction from folks. So I hope you're enjoying all of that. It just, you know, we're starting to get cold here, and I just start thinking about, I'm going to go someplace warm. I'm going to live someplace warm. I can't think of anything better than Spira Gyre. There's a lot of other artists out there, and we'll be playing them in the next couple of weeks here as we mark that countdown to my departure, I won't say final departure, but at least my departure here from the 24/7 schedule, or as one of the relatives from the Pacific said, "Oh, I'm on duty 7/24. And they said, 7/24, you mean 24/7? He said, "No, I'm only on duty 7 days out of every, or seven, yeah, 7 days out of every month." So, okay. Well, let's just keep going here. We got this kind of Latin flavor going. And just before the break, we heard from Spira Gyre. That was Havana Moonlight. And then I know we had in there the Shaker song, and then we just finished up with Carnival. So let's get started again on another track with Kashasha.
Thank you. Grand Rising from the Grand Diva, yours truly, D. Henry Williams. Check me out each and every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. R&B for healing and celebration. We celebrate you, we celebrate me, and that's what we do on the Diva Moment. It's all about bringing the joy on R&B for healing and celebration to you. Join me, D. Henry Williams, Saturdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on KFAI, R&B for healing and celebration.
Listening to South Beach by Spyro Gyra. The very best of Spyro Gyra. That's off of their Jubilee compilation. So, a lot of tunes we've been playing here are off that same album there. And right before that, we heard Del Corazon. And then before the break, we had Old San Juan and cachaça. Oh, one of my favorite drinks when I was still drinking. Cachaça from Brazil. So, if you can imagine what aquavit, those of you Scandinavians up here, if you know what that tastes like, cachaça was aquavit on steroids. Okay. Well, have you ever been to South Beach? I drove through there once in Miami trying to find a place to eat, and it was wall-to-wall people. I think it was about 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, and then trying to find a hotel room. We couldn't, so we had to drive all the way across Alligator Alley over to as close as we could get to Tampa, so in the middle of the night. All right, let's see if we can get in. I'm just going to go ahead with this one, and we may have to cut it a little short so we can get in a few more here before we have to leave you tonight. I hope you've been enjoying this We'll sojourn back to the 1980s with Spyro Gyra. You know, a lot of people don't like this kind of music. They say it's it minimizes real jazz and it's not real pop music either. But I don't know. Kept me going, and hopefully it'll keep me going through this weekend on into next. Okay, here we go with Ariana.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this hour. I sure have. My mood's a little brighter here, even though the sun has set. That was a song for Lorraine. We didn't get a chance to finish completely, Ariana. But before that, we had South Beach. And, yeah, I think that was it after the break. So, all right. Well, that finishes up here. We're going to be turning it over to Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio. Hope you get a chance to go down to Dayton's Marketplace. They've opened up there, Native Roots Trading Post. Got some wonderful items down there. It's always a treat to go in there every holiday season. So, but Robert Pilot, Haley Cherry will be coming up at the top of the hour. So I will be back here with you next Friday. I'm not going to take off, even though it's Thanksgiving. Thanks taking. No thanks. So, but I'll be back here in the studio with you, Studio Four Directions. And who knows what we'll have. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed this music. And get out there and make some good medicine for everyone. And I don't need to tell you, get out there and share a meal with somebody, a feast. Make a feast for somebody and take it to them. And just spread good tidings. It's that season now as we're heading into the winter months here. So, okay, that's all I'm going to admonish you with. Let's go ahead. We're going to finish out this evening's, I guess you could say, tribute to Spira Gyra. But I think it was healing for me. You know, good medicine, that's what it provides, is healing for the spirit, for the soul, for the mind, the body sometimes as well. Okay, here we go. This is, I'll leave you with, It Doesn't Matter. It's a lot more positive than the title of the song. So very upbeat.